Hi there. Good evening. My name is Ricardo, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are just conducting a statewide public opinion poll for the South Dakota News Watch and the Enticement Center for Democracy and to provide accurate public opinion for the citizens' preferences to better inform policymakers in the state of South Dakota. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Okay, great. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or the party?
Republican.
Republican? All right. And there's a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for deregulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it would prevent the state from regulating abortions. Second, during the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physician's health of the mother. And the third one, during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution, ma'am?
Support.
Support. Okay, another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislatures, and county races. All candidates, regardless of the party, would be in the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters would advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose the proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution, ma'am?
Undecided.
Okay. And just moving here along, I'm going to go as fast as I can, ma'am. Thank you for just taking your time. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Menu facilities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to the South Dakota Constitution?
Opposed.
Opposed. Let me mark that one down here. Would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which would allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to private or charter schools?
Opposed.
Opposed. Okay. Thinking about the candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decisions? I'm going to read you four. Will only vote for the candidate if they support Trump. Second, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Third, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. And last one, support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
I will not vote for a candidate who supports Trump.
Will not vote for a candidate that supports. Okay, let me mark this one down here. Now, we would like to just ask you a few questions about your health, about health and democracy in general. How confident are you that the American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not all confident at all? Yes. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about health.
I did not hear the last question.
In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident about this?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. Do you accept the outcome of 2020 presidential elections or not?
Yes.
How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? I'm going to read you four. Election officials in Republican states. Would you say you have a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all?
I'd say a great deal of trust.
A fair amount of trust.
A great deal of trust.
Okay, let me mark this one down here. A great deal of trust for the election officials in Republican states. Second one, election officials in Democratic states.
A great deal of trust.
Third one, state election officials in South Dakota.
A great deal of trust.
Last one, it is local election officials in your county. Would you say a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all?
A great deal of trust.
A great deal of trust. Which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? First one, there is no current threat to the American democracy. Second, American democracy is being tested. Third one, American democracy is under attack. Which one?
I would say American democracy is under attack.
Is under attack. Let me mark that one down here. And now, please just tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the states or the following statements. I'm just going to read you two. First one, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Is that a strongly agree, disagree, or somewhat agree, or disagree?
I disagree.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Second statement, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree to this statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Alrighty. And what is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and plus?
35 to 49.
Now, this is just with all due respect. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Email.
No.
Alrighty. Thank you very much, Jess, for participating on this survey. That concludes our survey. Your opinion is very important. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your night. Take care, okay?
You too. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.